Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. Reading today from Speak My Language. Speak My Language. It's addressed to those among us who somehow believe that there is only one translation of the Bible that we are, as Christians, allowed to read, and that all others are trash. And I'm not exaggerating here. I read to you an article yesterday by the founder of Got Questions website. And as I said at the end yesterday, do you think our brother is speaking the truth about the hatred of non-KJV Bibles and their readers? I got a response yesterday that let me know that that's truly how it is out there. And really, he may have understated the case. I have an article here by one named Jeff Maples that I found online. And I'm quoting, "Independent Fundamental Baptists, the denomination of which the infamous preacher of the law, Stephen Anderson, is part of, are a peculiar bunch. While on some things it seems that the fundamentalists have some things right that we wish would be translated into the modern evangelical church, like their stand on the sexual innovations of our day. But on many things, particularly on salvation and sanctification, they just don't seem to grasp it. One of the flagship doctrines of the IFB denomination is KJV-onlyism, or as some people like to say, if the king ain't on it, the king ain't in it. One IFB preacher named Jonathan Shelley of Steadfast Baptist Church, who recently preached a sermon titled People I Hate, took his hatred of modern English translations to the extreme, making a spectacle of it, saying, 'Your Bible doesn't have these and thous? Burn it. It's a Bible barbecue.' Burn a Bible? Why, no Christian would burn a Bible, you say? Not in enlightened Western civilization. Muslim lands, maybe, Hindu lands, Nazis, Antifa, now they burn Bibles, but, and of course in the medieval times, the Catholic Church had no problem with burning Bibles, but we don't do that today, right? No, I'm sorry, it's not just in other lands. It's not just in other times. It's not just in our Portland, Oregon. This pastor, Shelley, has an annual Bible burning at his church. And he calls it now Pure Words Baptist Church. And yes, he invites everybody via an internet video to gather up all their, quote, false Bibles. So we're not talking about heretical Jehovah Witness type things. We're talking about ESVs and NASBs and NIVs. If it's not King James, bring it. He will teach the truth during, quote unquote, about all these Bibles, and then the delighted folks will sit and watch the Word of God go up in flames as they sit and eat s'mores around the Bible-provided campfire. You think I'm kidding? Look it up. Shelley is the last name. I'm not sure how many other churches approve of such a practice. Not sure if there are others that may even do such a thing. But my heart is ripped out in anguish over one calling himself a man of God who would dare such a contemptible act. This is exactly what happened to the Bibles of the Middle Ages when Rome reigned over the hearts of men. What reigns over the hearts of these IFB people, I wonder? Is it fear? Simply tradition? Hatred? Well, false teaching for sure. May God have mercy on this, quote, pastor in that day and all who desecrate the scriptures. The KJV movement was not always only based. Didn't always have the only after it. It's okay to have a KJV movement, to love it, to promote it. It's a good book, good Bible. I was accused yesterday of banning the King James Version. I can't believe that they use the word ban, because that's the same thing they do. That's the thing they really do. I don't do that. I'm not banning the KJV. It's a good Bible. If you want to read it, read it. I'm just saying it's totally out of date for people today, young people especially, and young Christians, to hand them an archaic 400-year-old translation. No, that's not reality. Yeah, well, great independent Baptists decried the idea in the early years. That's true. Let me say that again. There were independent Baptists who hated this KJV only idea at one time. Consider John R. Rice. Now, he was no lightweight among fundamentalists. John Rice believed that I'm quoting, the various translations contain together the eternal, unchangeable Word of God. A perfect translation of the Bible is humanly impossible. There are no perfect translations. God does not inspire particular translations. That's from his 1969 book, Our God-Breathed Book, the Bible, page 376, if you're looking it up. Oh, we can't leave out Jack Hiles, quote, a close friend and associate of John R. Rice for over 22 years. He also valued other versions of the Bible early in his ministry. In Jack Hiles' commentary on Revelation, he repeatedly corrected the King James Bible and the Textus Receptus too while he was at it. These examples show that King James Version onlyism was not the standard for independent Baptists, at least until the 1980s. Now, that was a quote from Josh Tace I found online also. Then came Peter Ruckman. Peter Ruckman's extreme teaching that the King James was not only an inspired translation, but also God's newly inspired word that could be used to correct the Greek itself, was part of the package of strange views that catapulted the KJVO movement into unnecessary division and separation. In my opinion, the cult had arrived at that point. Even Jack Hiles, mentored by Rice, flipped his position when Rice died. I'm quoting Tace again. Quote, in a 1984 sermon, that's Jack Hiles, declared, it bothers me when people say we believe that the Bible in the original manuscripts is the Word of God. If that's true, we have no Bible. Did you hear what I said? We have no Bible. He said, if the manuscripts that came from Paul and Peter and all those, if that's the only thing that is truly inspired, then we don't have a Bible today. In the same sermon, having already rejected the traditional Baptist position on Bible translations, he further rejected his mentor, John R. Rice's position, even calling Rice's faith and fundamentalism into question. And that's what I start hearing with these people. Once they've lifted up that one translation, anybody that doesn't agree with that must not even be a believer. You say, and by the way, and yesterday the note that I got told me that it is the Holy Spirit that will tell you that the KJV is the only translation. While you're reading that translation, you will know that God is speaking to you. But when you're reading the others, not so much. I'm sorry, that's blasphemous. I can read any of these translations, and God will speak to me and does through His Word. This is Jack Hiles continuing. You say, I don't like your preaching. Well, I don't give a flip. I don't like your liberalism either. I don't like your compromise. I don't like your dirty NIV Bible. I don't like your dirty ASV Bible. I don't like your dirty New ASV Bible or your Revised Standard Version of the Bible. I'm trying to say, anybody that's got any sense to understand this Bible, and you can understand it, You've got the Holy Spirit. There is where they get this idea. You've got the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. And he said he will lead you into all the truth. So maybe you liberals ought to have a bigger Bible. You see what they're saying? That's directly from Jack Hiles and Peter Ruckman. The King James is how the Holy Spirit speaks today. And if you're not reading the King James, you can't hear from the Holy Spirit. That's awful. I mean, that is awful, I say it. If you just heard me say, don't read the King James, you were wrong. You're very wrong. But if you heard me say that the Holy Spirit speaking only through the King James is a blasphemous idea, you got that right. It's the word only we're after in this whole book. Hiles goes on, or this Tace goes on in quoting Hiles. He says, Hiles' acerbic language and KJV only teaching reflected Peter Ruckman's language. With Hiles as the most dynamic and influential pastor at that time in large portions of independent Baptist fundamentalism, the KJV-only position moved from the edges of independent Baptist life to the very center. In response to Mr. Hiles, before we move on, and this is me talking now, I add that if the original autographs are inspired, doctrine is not true, then all the persons from the second century until 1611 or 1769 had no Bible. I'm just taking Jack Hiles a little farther. He's basically saying, they're all saying now, that from the days of the apostles all the way until the King James Bible, there was no Word of God. That's ludicrous. Foolish talk. Hiles and company would have us believe that no true translation of the Bible from the days of the apostles to the days of the KJV translators existed. Why, those poor, impoverished saints of 1,500 years, or were they saints? Could anybody even be saved without a KJV Bible? Even the Reformers and the English with their Coverdale and Genevan and Bishop's Bible, they were all hopelessly lost. Reading a Bible that was from the enemy of their soul and worthy to be burned. Well, Ruckman, Hiles, Jack Chick and his heir, men like the one I will answer later in this book, are the few voices that have fired up a multitude of falsenesses and caused brother to come against brother needlessly, made their tribe decrease. And just how widespread is the KJVO phenomenon? Well, there are nearly 7,000 congregations worldwide that are listed as KJV, Independent Fundamentalist Baptist Churches. Over 5,000 of them are in the United States. But this doctrine is not limited to the IFB people. Members of other brands of Baptist fellowships, along with the older Pentecostal groups, Mormons, Episcopalians, because they derive from the Church of England, you know, Anglican, Presbyterian, older Presbyterian churches, Bible churches, and other individuals. And I didn't say all Bible or all of these, any of these, all, but some of them. And individuals sprinkled throughout Christendom, you'll find them everywhere, proudly hold up their KJV in your face and condemn you if you cannot match their gesture. We must repeat that not all who love the KJV are KJV only, please. But too many are. Is the KJV the most popular Bible today? Well, not really, not anymore, if popularity means anything. I'm quoting from the Christian Booksellers Association. Through August the 3rd, 2013, the top Bible translations are, number one, the New International Version. So is popularity at what you're after? Then we got to go with the NIV. No, no, no. King James was second. New King James was third. The English Standard, the ESV, is fourth. The New Living Translation is number five. Holman Christian Standard Bible is six. New American Standard is seven. Common English is eight. And the New International Reader's Version is nine. And then the Reina Valera, 1960, Spanish version, kind of like the Spanish KJV. Popularity proves nothing either way, but clearly, finally, the KJV is slowly eroding in its appeal, not because it's a bad translation, but because it's an old translation with old English. That's the only point I'm making. There will come a day, should Jesus tarry, when the KJV will be viewed by us as the Wycliffe and the Tyndale were viewed by the KJV translators, namely, a great Bible in its time, but oh so out of date in a nation that speaks a totally different English. It's already pretty different, but there'll come a time when it's totally different. And you won't want to read it. I don't think we have that much time left in the world, but I'm just saying languages evolve and you got to change the translation. That's all that's happened here. Now, if we were speaking like of the secular world, you could think Chaucer versus Dickens. The people who read Charles Dickens could probably not read Chaucer's books and poetry. And today, we can't read Chaucer at all. We can read Dickens. It's a little out of date, but we don't mind it because we know it's just a book that we're reading. But to say that the Bible in that same English of those days is the Bible that we ought to read today, even an 1800s Bible is out of date. It's definitely a 1600s would be. Well, there's a major, major KJVO advocate who's named David Otis Fuller. I want to talk about what he said and see if I can speak to his arguments next time we get together. Thank you so much for joining with me on this. I trust that you'll continue to do that. I hope that you understand what I'm saying. One more time, if you didn't get it, I'm not against the KJV Bible. That would be awful. That'd be just as awful as you KJV-only people being against the Bible I read. I'm not against that. We can't be against each other's Bible if God is talking to us through it. And he surely is. All right. I think I will stop there. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Amen. Bye-bye.